welcome to our 15th Sunday after Pentecost audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. September 13, 2020. This is Pastor Olena. Forgiveness is filled with questions. How often must I forgive? Is there a limit to the grace of forgiveness? What is the connection between God's forgiveness to me and my forgiveness to others? The answer to these questions lies in Christ, as we understand from the Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, our gospel reading. As our Heavenly Father has forgiven us, so do we forgive one another in His name. This forgiveness is clearly and beautifully shown in the example of Joseph. Our Old Testament reading, which is taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 through 21, who was sold into slavery by his brothers and then forgave them because of God's mercy. May the Lord bless you as you worship with us this morning. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. We begin in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I invite you for a brief silence for reflection and self-examination. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on all of us, and through Jesus' work has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If the Son set us free, we are free indeed. We are sure that He hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will. He hears us whenever we ask Him. And since we know this is true, we also know that He gives us what we ask from Him. Amen. Let us praise the Lord.
Glory be to God on high.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all goodliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that we ask in faith we may obtain, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servant of God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is taken from Romans chapter 15, verse 1 through 12. "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stand or fall, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteem one day as better than another, while another esteem all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord. Since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord, and gives thanks to God. For none of us live to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whatever we live or whatever we die, we are the Lord's. For this end Christ died and lived again, and he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.' So then each of us will give an account of himself to God." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel reading here, taken from St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Through 35. Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 70 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knee, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of piety for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of our Lord. Let us confess our confession in the word of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with today's devotional Bible study, which centers on the epistle lesson for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. First, let's begin with prayer. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith we may obtain through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As in previous weeks, our reading continues from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, reading today in chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. In chapters 1 through 8, Paul wrote about what God has done for his people, that our gracious God declares those righteous who have faith in Jesus Christ. In chapters 9 through 11, the apostle wrote about the church and how it is made up of believers in both the Old and New Testaments. The readings in chapters 12 through 15 continue to answer the question, how do we live then as the forgiven people of God? And today's reading points out that we are not to argue about pious opinions, but respect one another as fellow Christians. The reading begins. As for the man who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not for disputes over opinions. One believes he may eat anything, while the weak man eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who abstains, and let not him who abstains pass judgment on him who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own servant that he stands or falls. And he will be upheld, for the master is able to make him stand. One man esteems one day as better than another, while another man esteems all days alike. Let everyone be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. He also who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while he who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So each of us shall give account of himself to God. Thus far the reading. Unity is essential to the life of the church because we are the people of God, and our God is a unity in Trinity and Trinity in unity. That this unity does not involve a monotonous uniformity of faith, Paul has already shown us in chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, where he stressed the individuality of faith in the varied ministries of the church and the various gifts of its members. He wrote, Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Chapter 12, verse 6. These gifts from God, these various talents and abilities, should not disrupt, but rather maintain and further the unity and health of the church. Differences among members make themselves felt and can create tensions, because not all Christians are equally strong in faith. Some see life and worship wholly, with all their implications, and are able to walk through life with a glad and free self-confidence. These are the strong in faith. Others do not have the strength of faith to appropriate for themselves this liberty for which their Lord has set them free. They walk more timidly and circumspectly than the strong, often being troubled by doubts or inhibitions. These are the weak in faith. Differences of opinion concerning pious matters has always been a matter of concern among the followers of Christ and his disciples. The Apostle Paul wants to help Christians live with their differences as they relate to such pious practices. We usurp the place of God when we judge the thoughts and intentions of others concerning such things as the observance of feast days or what food we can or cannot eat. Those who knew that all these things were done away with by Christ's coming took no notice of the festivals of the Jews, for instance. On the other hand, some Christians may want to piously observe new festivals or special diets, not to earn salvation, but to express their faith in God. Attempts for producing absolute oneness of mind concerning doctrines of the church is important. Christian fellowship, however, can be disturbed by arguments about human words, but not God's words. It is not enough that our consciences consent to what we do. It is necessary that they be certified by the Word of God. We must be careful lest we make our own views the standard of truth. Sad to say, Christians often despise or condemn each other about doubtful matters which may not be significant. A thankful regard to God, the author and giver of all our mercies, sanctifies and sweetens Christians living and working together. Though some are weak and others are strong, yet all must agree that they should not live only for themselves. Anyone who has become a Christian should not just seek his own good. That would not be Christian. Our lives are meant to please God by loving and serving one another, as we heard last week. True Christianity makes Christ all in all. Though Christians are of different strength, capacities, and practices in pious matters, yet they all belong to the Lord. All are looking and serving and approving themselves for Christ. For he is Lord of both, those that are living to rule them, of those that are dead to revive them and raise them up. Let every person search their own heart and life. Those that are strict in judging and humbling themselves should not assume evil thoughts or intentions in their fellow Christians. We must be careful of saying or doing things which may cause others to stumble or to fall. The Christian does not want to be the occasion of grief or guilt for a fellow Christian. Paul sums this all beautifully when he writes in Ephesians 4, "Bear with one another charitably, in complete selflessness, gentleness, and patience. Do all to preserve the unity of the Spirit by the peace that binds you together. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were all called into one and the same hope when you were called. And Christ is the head of the body, having won it with his sufferings, death, and resurrection, giving himself up in our place as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God," Ephesians 5. "Therefore, we serve with one another in his body, under his leadership in the church, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit." Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping us live in peace and unity in the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church. Having faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we can serve you lovingly as we serve with one another and serve one another. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit so that we may remain steadfast in our faith and live lovingly, whether weak or strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray as we close our service for this morning. Lord God Almighty, thank you for the time we have spent in this place and allowing us to feed on your word. Let grace and peace be upon our lives, even as we depart from this place to our different destinations. Let everything we have learned bear fruit in our lives, so that your light can shine upon all people, and they may glorify you, the true living God. We also pray you would continue to guide us through our journey on this earth, until that day when we'll see you face in peace and in joy, and that day when Jesus the Christ will rise us up for eternity. This we pray through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and with the Holy Spirit reigns, one God and now forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Now, with believing heart full of faith and souls cleansed and forgiven, receive the blessing of our God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days.
Aside his crown for my soul, for my soul.